start by you telling me where and when you were born.
I was born in Stillwater, Minnesota. In 1885.
And how did you come to Seattle?
I came to Seattle by train.
And did you come with your parents or?
My parents came out, and then I came out later on.
Why did your parents come to Seattle?
Well, my two daughters were waitresses, and they came out here looking for work. And they eventually left the other side.
Uh-huh.
And my brother was with an Orange City Railroad, and he was working in the office department in St. Paul, and he was transferred out here.
Uh-huh. So when did you come to Seattle?
I came here in 1907.
Uh-huh. What was it like then? It must have been pretty different than it is now.
Well, it isn't possible to explain the whole situation as to what it was then and what it is now.
Uh-huh, it's just very different.
So the buildings and the waterfront and all the different trucks and horses and there's so many things that it's pretty hard to sit down and think and name them all just now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Were your parents working when they got here?
My parents? No.
Were they retired? Or?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And did you start working when you came here?
Yes, I did.
What were you doing?
Well, the first thing I done, I was chef at the railroad station, at the great down the King Street station in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And I worked here for about a little over a year or something like that. Then I went to work selling fruit and produce on Western Avenue, the corner of Western and Maryland Avenue. And that gave me a selling job on the road. And I used to tell every week I used to go up to Port Townsend, Port Angeles, and up there on the boat. Every week. That it took 1 week. Then the opposite week I used to get down to Kent and Northern and that territory down there, Renton, all down through there.
Did that take another week?
That took another week.
Uh-huh. And do you remember what you were doing in 1919?
1919. I was still selling produce.
Uh-huh.
And then I left them and went to selling groceries. I went to work for them in what the name grocery company.
Was it a big company?
No, it was just a small company. See, I went to work for them in 1926.
Mm-hmm.
So
in 1919 you were still selling vegetables.
Yes.
Were you doing that for a local Seattle company?
It was a local Seattle company. What's the name?
If you can remember it.
Yeah, it's T.D. Carlson Company.
Uh-huh.
And they were going to out of business. So I had to sell the groceries.
Now, when you were living at home, do you remember politics being discussed in your family? Was that a topic that you discussed that?
Well, my two sisters, they were married by the time, at that time. Mm-hmm. And my third oldest sister, she was married and living in Coeur d'Alene at that time. And my sister, older than me, she was married and had a home.
So, were you living by yourself or with your parents?
No, I was living with my parents.
And did they ever talk about politics at home?
Politics, yes.
That was something that was
discussed? Well, very seldom. My dad is a Republican. All these voted Republicans, like I did.
Uh-huh.
After my father had passed away, I sold the home, and my mother went to live with one of the daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived over in the West Seattle district.
Now, in 1919, do you remember General Spike?
Yes.
Remember why it was called?
Well, it was the longshoreman. He had completed the building of the battleship Nebraska. And that was all put in the shipyards down there. That territory. And further south, and they went out on strike.
Why did they go out on strike? Do you remember that?
Well, it was the wages.
Uh-huh.
It was the wages.
So then, do you remember who it was who called it? Was it the union themselves in there?
Well, I don't remember. But it was there, wasn't it? I believe it was a walkout.
Mm-hmm. Why, do you remember why the other unions in the city joined it and they moved to a general strike?
Well, there was no other unions to mount anything. The Teamsters had a union, they all said they had separate unions.
Uh-huh.
They were the all one amalgamated union like there is now.
So they were all separate unions.
All separate unions.
So why?
I never belonged to the union until, let's see, it was 19. I belonged to the union, it was 1930.
Mm-hmm. At that time you weren't in the union.
At that time, up to that time, I never belonged to any union.
Why was it a general strike? I mean, why?
everybody that owns an automobile and wasn't using it, he's out of work, he charged 5 cents for car fare from anywhere uptown, downtown.
Well, why did they run those? What happened to the streetcars?
Well, the streetcars were out, they were out too. Everything was down.
Well, why did all the other unions also go out? Why did they shut down the whole city?
To what?
Why did the whole city, why did the streetcars go out and other unions other than the Longshore?
Well, that I don't remember.
But they all went out.
Yeah, they all went out.
So what was it like being in a city with everyone stopping work?
Well, I don't think I'd like it. I used to give people rides myself. I was selling groceries and making my regular routes over the West Seattle and all over. Just getting out in that way.
You continued doing that during the general strike?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Yes, I worked the whole time, all the way through.
Uh-huh. What did you expect from the strike? Did you think it was just a big strike, or did it seem like a revolution, or?
Well, you know, I think it was a strike that was worthwhile to increase wages.
It was worthwhile.
The wages were very low. Yeah.
Was it successful in that way?
It was partially, yes. They settled it between themselves.
Uh-huh.
We had electric streetcars in those days.
Uh-huh.
And they were improving the city of Seattle. They were demolishing what they called Denny Hill. And it started from Pike Street way out to the playlands, out to the Queen Anne Hill. They couldn't bring all that whole hill down into the waterfront, fill in the waterfront. They drove piling, steel piling, heavy steel piling, that was about 18 inches wide. All along the whole waterfront. And then they filled the dirt in behind that to make a permanent filling. Because all that whole waterfront was all up on the one piling and plank. The railroads used to come in that way before they built the tunnel under Seattle. In the King Street, and the Northern Civic used to come in on piling, upper piling, from Kent Northern Way, because they came in through Yakima. And Great Northern came through Wenatchee, that way, in Seattle, and Everett.
Remember eating in any of the strikers' dining halls during the strike?
During the strike?
Remember the dining halls they set up?
Yeah. You mean the dining room that the strikers set up?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember ever seeing any room set up by the strike.
Mm-hmm. You,
they were all one way or another trying to live at home.
Uh-huh. remember the army coming in and the National Guard?
No, I don't.
How did you get your information during this strike about what was going on?
Well, with the Soviet newspapers. Mm-hmm. The Seattle Times was just started then, and they were on Second Avenue and Union.
Is that the paper you normally read?
Anyone?
Is that the newspaper that you normally read?
Yeah. And then we had later on in the room started what they call the Star. And that was up on Seventh Avenue and it was uptown more.
Did you ever read the Union Record?
Yes.
Is that a paper you read regularly or?
Well, it was the Times. They printed all the news.
The Times.
The Star. They printed all the news. Mm-hmm. About the strike. How atrocious. Progress in the North of America.
Uh-huh. Did you see any violence during the strike?
No, I didn't. Uh-huh. It was I think it was a very peaceful strike.
What do you remember the leaders of the strike?
The leaders? No, I don't. Well, that's too long ago.
Do you remember why it ended? Why did the general strike end?
Well, they were building ships, building boats, and they needed the boats, and they. I think some of them knew well to talk and meetings.
Uh-huh. So you said before you thought that strike was needed, that it was worthwhile for labor?
Yes, it was. Because the labor was too cheap.
Uh-huh.
Although I don't remember what the wages were at that time. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. How did people feel about the labor movement after the strike was over? Did it change the way they felt about?
Well, everything was peaceful. And the business went on as usual.
Mm-hmm. So, do you think this affected the city or affected you in any significant way?
Well, it didn't even affect me very much, but it did good many families. Because in those days, when you did a hide to accumulate any food or any save any money ahead of time.
And so after the strike, wages went up some?
Wages went up and prices went up some, and everybody was more or less satisfied.
Uh-huh.
For some time.
Uh-huh. For some time. Do you remember Obie Hanson?
Obie Hanson was mayor. I don't remember him. But I remember the name.
Uh-huh. Do you remember remember anything about him?
No.
How about Anna Louise Strong?
Who?
Anna Louise Strong?
No, I don't remember.
Did you, at that time, did you know any people who were in the IWW? Industrial Workers of the World, Mr. Kevin Wadley?
Well, I know that there was such a thing, such as IWW, but they did not have any headway. Later on, just dwindled out of business.
Before they dwindled out of business, did you come into contact with today around, you know, with some of your friends?
No, it weren't bothering me anymore. They're my friends. We were all working.
What do you think has been the most important event in the country or in the world since that time? What have been the really important events?
I think the most was the war. First, the Second World War. Mm-hmm. After the settling of them, I think that that was the biggest settlement that I ever did want to see.
And what did you think of the civil rights movement? Remember during the 60s, the civil rights movement?
No, I don't. I can't. I didn't follow.
Uh-huh. How about the students who were against the war in Vietnam?
Well,
any feelings about that?
I'm just halfway with them.
With them?
I think that if a man is a soldier or he is a citizen, I think he should answer his nation's call.
Mm-hmm. So, what would they have to do with that? Because you were half with them.
Now? What should you do with them now?
No. When you said, well, you were half with them, so you were only half with them.
Oh.
How were you with them?
Well, there were some people here that were citizens. Mm-hmm. And those that were citizens, as long as they were living here, they should go to our country.
How do you feel about the labor movement today?
I think the labor movement today, I think it's functioning very good. They've helped me, and I think they are helping the working men. When a man gets of age, he retires, he's taken care of by a union commission. I've been on union wages since 1956.
What do you think about the women's movement today?
The what?
The women's movement.
Well, it's all right, I think, partially for some women to get into politics. I think it's right.
During your life, have you belonged to any sort of organization, political organizations, or religious, or?
Well, I belonged to one church organization for over 50 years. That's the First Presbyterian Church. 102 Greenwood Avenue North.
Imagine the general strike happening today?
I think it could be.
What do you think could cause the general strike today?
I could not answer you.
But you think it could happen?
It could happen.
Would you support it? Would you be in favor of it happening?
Well, it depends upon which side is your strength. Electric in New England was running from Seattle to Tacoma. and a headache. And they sat down that territory down there in 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks instead of every week.
So when you were selling to stores, you weren't selling to people, were you?
I was selling wholesale to the stores. Particular stores that I had to call on. It's a strange warehouse and organization. I had an Eagle Farm, Auburn, Kent, Dresden. And I used to go around the river. Foundation, Cedar Woolley, Thomas, and Woodville, Austin, there's no story.
When your father was working, what did
you do? Well, my father didn't work after he came to Seattle.
But back
then, he was a cousin.
And do you remember what your sister's husband was doing? You had only sisters, is that right?
No, oh, I had one brother.
And what did he do?
He's with the rest. That's a gentleman. No.
Was he working for the railroad then?
When he came to Seattle, he was working for the railroad home city.
Mm-hmm. And your sisters, did any of them work outside
of
home?
My oldest and second oldest, they were waitresses. And when they came to Seattle, they were here in 1996. Mm-hmm. And then came out by my younger sister, came out and she worked for the Norman Hanford bookstore in Seattle. Then my brother, he worked for the one of civic, white people. Until he married and they moved to California. And when I came down, they didn't go into the farming business.
Good,
that's all my questions. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Oh, nothing other than I'm improving in my health and I hope to get back to my regular home soon in a day or two.
Good.
I think so.
You think that they can be trusted or they can't?
Yes, I think so. Possibly I hadn't remembered it. I had my family at St. Jeremy's. They watched me all the time. At night, 92 nights. They were very nice. And they do everything to keep me happy. And that's everything that I can't ask anymore.
Do you think what most young people need most of all is to be disciplined by their parents?
Well, I think a lot of younger folks today, I think they're getting a little bit too overwhelmed. Because they don't.
Don't get ahead, you don't have enough willpower?
Well, I think that if some certain persons that don't get ahead, I think that in a way it's their own fault, because I think when they are changing their career, I think they have a bigger job to do.
Do you think a few strong leaders make the country better than all the laws and the stuff?
What?
Do you think a few strong leaders would make the country better than all the talk and all the laws?
No, I don't think so. I think that leaders are the best in the world.
People sometimes say that in this place your honor should not be forgotten.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the school segregation issue in Seattle?
Well, I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right. I think they ought to go for the schools that live in the street.
Do you think a general strike could happen today?
I don't think so.
Is there anything that could cause one of you to support?
No.
Can you think of any conditions where you might support general strike?
No. At my age, I don't think I would. No.
How necessary do you think employers are to running businesses? Could workers run businesses without employers?
Well, no, they must be an employer. Somebody must be doing the management of it.
How about the cooperative industries where workers manage it together and split the profits? Do you think those can work?
Yes.
Have you read anything about the general strike ever?
No.
Uh-huh. I'd just like to go back and ask you a couple things. Like you said before, you said that the general strike affected the city, but not permanently. Is that correct? But it wasn't a permanent, you said it affected the city, but it wasn't, it
no,
was in
no, it wasn't.
That's all the questions I have.